Chapter 2, A Woman's Heart and Mind. If you're married, a lot of your time and energy goes into living with your husband. Sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's hard, and sometimes it's impossible. I have been living with my husband for over 30 years now, and I have to say it's better than any dream I ever had. Still, people do ask me all the time what it's like to live with Dr. Phil. Just in case you're wondering the same thing, I'll tell you what I tell them. I don't live with Dr. Phil. I live with a man. It's true that the man I live with is America's therapist, as he's sometimes called. But at home, he's just like any other husband. He's a man, with all the lovable and quirky qualities that implies. When it comes to figuring things out, it seems as though Philip always has the answer, especially when it involves people and what makes them tick. That's great, but also frustrating sometimes. Every once in a while I tell him, "Honey, I don't want to know what you think. I want to be emotional, irrational, and impulsive." Seriously, though, I am also right a lot of the time, and when I am, I'm not shy about saying so. I never hesitate to speak up when I believe I'm not being taken seriously by doctors, contractors, teachers, principals, or America's therapist, for that matter. After all, we're talking about a man who will argue with the dog as though he expects a rational response. As a matter of fact, yes, honey, sometimes you do have stupid stamped on your forehead. We tease each other a lot, but the fact of the matter is, he never comes close to being stupid, even when he is wrong. And when that happens, it isn't as much that he's wrong as that he's a man. Here's an example. This happened about a year ago, not long after Jordan left for college. It was one of those nights where the house seemed too quiet. I was really missing the sound of Jordan's voice echoing from the upstairs landing. "Mom, I'm hungry." I was missing the Grand Central Station activity of all of his friends and his rock band's seemingly endless rehearsals. I remembered the house is too quiet feeling from 7 years earlier when Jay left for school. But Jordan was only 11 then, and I still had plenty of science projects, baseball games, and erupting laundry hampers to look forward to. But now Jordan was gone too, and the shape of my life had changed. I'd had ample time to prepare for Jordan's departure, some 18 years worth. I think every mother starts anticipating her kids leaving from the moment they arrive, and it wasn't as if I had nothing to fill my time. Between tapings of my husband's television show, I'm in the audience every day and participate in many of the shows dealing with women's issues, conducting my own projects, such as being ambassador for the Dr. Phil Foundation's work with disadvantaged children, and responding to what seems like millions of emails, I don't have time to sit around moping and missing my kids. Moreover, I had promised myself I would not get all weepy around Jordan during his last few weeks at home because I never wanted him to feel sad or guilty about what he was about to do with his life. I'd been relentlessly cheerful as I helped him track down extra long sheets for his dorm room bed and make sure he packed enough soap and shampoo. True, I'd had a few close calls, especially when he'd come over and hug me and I could not keep myself from thinking, "Robin, remember what this feels like, because you might not feel it again until Thanksgiving." What I definitely felt was an ache in my chest and a rising tide behind my eyelids. But I'd been strong and held it together when Jordan was around. After all, I was happy he was going off to college and pleased that he'd been accepted by Southern Methodist University, his brother's law school alma mater, even if it was two time zones away from Los Angeles, where we were living now. Nothing was more important to me than being a good mother to my sons, and I figured I was doing all right if my youngest felt confident enough to go off and live 1,237.13 miles, more or less, away from his dad and me. But this was one of those nights when, if I thought about Jordan, my heart would lurch and I'd end up crying in bed, bath, and way beyond. The lights were out, Philip had dozed off, and I was...